Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, hello.
I'm on a walkie-talkie phone. So just tell me what I'm getting. cutting out. I have to get this whole
You're cutting
whole
out.
Thing
you're cutting out. No, just kidding.
I
was actually the one cutting you out.
Me and Luco had a talk today about faith and all this deep stuff. We never really got to finish it, though. Are you doing okay?
Oh, yeah.
You know, pretty soon we're going to see him face to face. And it's all going to make sense, isn't it, Luco?
Yep. That's going to be... Honestly, like, finally getting to heaven is going to be great, but finally just, like, knowing everything, that's just going to be pretty great, too, you know? Like, I think it'd be cool to, like, look back. I bet he's going to allow us to kind of just, like, either see or just know, like, all the times he's, like, been with us and helped us out, you know, on Earth.
Uh-huh.
I think that'll just be really cool in itself, you know?
Yeah. And he said, to me, he said we would understand in the blink of an eye, and I'm looking forward to that, but I also want long explanations. Like, I
want
to
yeah,
know
I want,
everything.
He has some explaining to do. He has some explaining
yeah.
to do.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm
not
going to
let it off easy. He's going to have to tell me. He can't just have me know, even though, I mean, he can do that. But
looking forward to it. Like, sitting with us.
Oh, yeah.
But I said I want, you know, I don't just want to, like, understand it all in a blink. I mean, I do. It'll be cool. But I also want to, I want you to talk me through it and tell me why, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a pretty long conversation.
Roman's telling a funny story in chat. He said that he was praying in the toilet in his house and someone heard him. And they complained to the landlord, and they thought he was talking to himself.
Why would someone complain about that?
I guess someone thinks he's crazy in the house. And you are crazy, Roman, and just go ahead and fess up to it. Let them know.
Wait, did you say praying in the toilet?
Well, you know, like, he was probably on the toilet is what he meant to say.
Oh,
he
okay.
was praying while he was on it, and they heard him. I don't think he was literally putting his mouth in the
he's
toilet.
He's, like, talking. He's, like, his head's, like, inside the toilet bowl. He's, like, praying. People can, like, hear
yeah.
him through, like, the pipes.
Yeah. The best thing you can do is just... is just, you know, I always agree with my adversaries, the Bible says, Roman, you know, yeah, I am crazy. I'm crazy for Christ. Cuckoo for Jesus, Puff. And I love him. And so, yeah, that would be me. I was the one in the toilet. And it's okay.
Just, if they complain, just be like, I was just praying to Jesus. Like, what's the big deal, you know?
So, I had a prayer request from a very good friend who's back, went out on him, and he's like, can RCC lift up my back? And I'm going to do that. So we're gonna pray for his back, and we'll lift him up. But first, I just want to welcome everybody. I want to welcome, first of all, Luco.
How's it going?
glad you're here. Do you work tomorrow?
Yeah, I do.
I kind of like it when you work now, because then you always have these cool stories, because, like, you didn't work today, and I'm like, no, it was fun, but I'm just saying, like, I'm actually starting to look forward to the stories you have from your job now, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of, it's pretty cool. I mean, I still hate working, but, I mean, it's
yeah,
always kind of
yeah.
interesting seeing what he squeezes in there, you know?
Yeah, it's fun. So I just want to welcome, first of all, I want to say thank you to Joe Greto yesterday for doing the show. I had to be in the city, and then I have to be in the city again on either Sunday or Monday, and thank you so much, Joe. And Joe isn't always feeling super great, and he did that, and he was, like, on the verge of barfing, and he did the whole show yesterday. It was wonderful. And so thank you. And I'll try to be here, you know, I'll try to always be here unless I can't, and then you guys can take over, which is cool. So let's see. Carol. Oh, by the way, the morning show was wonderful today. Wonderful show. I love how Carol and Mel take turns and run the morning show and do such a beautiful job, and everyone that calls in and shares. It's so encouraging. So welcome, Carol, and all your beautiful insights. I hope you call in tonight, Carol. You really bless a lot of people. I know you've been blessing Bill Oley, too. Carol's been around a long time, okay? I don't know if everybody realizes the caliber of people we have at RCC. I mean, she has been, she has been in the faith for a really long time, and she's she's a veteran. So, you do well to be blessed by her. If you're having a tough day or something and listen to her advice, she's awesome. So welcome, Carol and Gemma. Gemma makes me laugh. I'm so glad she's up. This is nighttime for her, like middle of the night. So that's cool that she's here. She doesn't always come here at night in the evening service. So Joe, I'm so glad you're here. Hope you're feeling better, buddy. Love you. And Nick, glad you're here. And Alana, love you. And Raina, Canada, Raina. Beautiful Raina and Rojo, Jojo, Jojo, and Roman, of course, and also Tana. Thank you, Tana, for being here. Lots of crazy news today. I'm looking forward to Keith giving us an update, some stuff about crazy stuff going on with North Korea, and we've got a big monster tornado coming in, so there's a lot of stuff. I just want to welcome Church Lady Bill. I don't know if that's Bill Oley or somebody different.
Church Lady Bill.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
creative.
Okay, so...
Oh.
Sorry, I'm just writing something. Okay.
Oh, I didn't know if you broke up or not because you're on your walkie.
No, I'm still here. That's a great name. I know, Church Lady Bill. I used to love the Church Lady from Saturday Night Live, and I was a Christian back then. I thought it was hilarious. But I don't think that's Bill Oley. Is that Bill Oley? I don't think so.
I highly doubt the real Bill who would call himself Church Lady Bill.
Yeah. So my good friend Christian, he let's pray for his back, you guys. He just sent me a message and said, can you guys RCC pray for my back? So I'm going to ask that we do that. He was just sitting out of nowhere. He had all this pain, and his back, like, just gave out. So we'll just lift him up and encourage him. So let's let on all the beautiful people. Okay, let's see. Hi, Keith. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Keith.
Hey. Hey.
How you feeling today?
Yeah. Bad day today, but we'll do a prayer for everybody, though, so that'll be good.
Yeah, let's do that. That's a good day to do that, huh? And
yesterday was rocking on the, did you listen to yesterday's show, Judy?
Yeah, it was wonderful. Are you kidding? It was wonderful.
That was like, everybody was like totally into it, evening show, and was like, gosh, everybody was talking as fast as they could, and it was really stimulating and
I know people actually had to get me to shut up, dude. I was like,
I know.
This doesn't happen.
It was like it was good. It was like just really interesting stuff about the Lord, and it was nonstop about that for the whole time. I just thought it was such a great session.
Yeah. It was really flowing.
Yeah.
Hi, Tana. How are you
Hello.
Doing?
What's up, Tana?
Hi, Bill. Hi, Steve and Judy. Hi, Dwight.
No, not again, please, no.
No.
Babe. I can do my southern accent now because Judy's back, right? Is that okay, Luca? I can do my southern accent now that Judy's back.
Oh, it's a southern accent,
oh, no,
babe.
Yeah, it's good. I'm just sitting here eating my Buca di Beppo spaghetti and meatballs while I'm listening before I go back to work.
Oh,
spaghetti meatballs.
Yep, spaghetti meatballs.
I can't believe it's gonna be like a week before my oysters come in.
Wow.
You haven't got those yet? I thought you were gonna get those already.
Are you getting the ones that have the
take your time?
Are you getting the ones from California that have the nuclear waste in them from Japan, or which ones are you getting?
Yeah.
The radiated ones.
More radiation equals, you
just
know,
be careful with those,
because
a lot of stuff
happiness.
Off this coast has that in there now, you know.
That's the point, Keith. See, my goal is to get radiated, so.
Yeah, if you can get
that's why she got 13 packages.
So you're not going to get those oysters before you go home to heaven, buddy.
All right, well, if they come here, I'm going to eat them. I'm going to get radiated, and I'll see you guys up there.
Those are an aphrodisiac as well, you know.
What?
They're an aphrodisiac as well.
I don't even know what you just said, boy.
They're an aphrodisiac. It means
it's
oysters
not important.
Will...
It's not important. Beluga. Don't even bother listening.
Go look at
you speak English, Keith? You speak English?
You know what aphrodisiac means?
Not
okay,
really.
He's only 19. He's 19, Keith.
Okay.
All right, let's
dude, I cheated through school. Come on now.
Your phone's cutting, Judy.
Oh, gee. Joe, can you hear us, JoJo?
Better.
Roger that.
Yeah, hello, I'm sorry.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Joe.
What's up, Joe?
You done caught me multitasking again. I'm sorry. I was talking to someone while listening to you.
Are you working on your... Are you lifting boxes or working in the garden?
Oh, just working.
Ah, okay.
Cool. Anyhow, how's everybody doing today?
Good, thanks.
Good. How are you feeling, Joe?
I'm good.
I'm super sick, but I feel better every time RCC's on, so I'm just vibing off y'all.
Good.
Yay. That's what happens to Keith. Every time we have church, like, for some reason, he starts to get better. Who's 615? Welcome, 615.
Hey, it's Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Jimbo.
Oh. Hey, Jim.
Jim.
What's
up?
I like how you actually call in, you know, more often.
Yeah, me too. I actually called and listened to some of the morning show today, and but I was sitting at my desk at work, and they were like, hello, 615, and I couldn't answer, so sorry about that.
Did you like it, Jim? Was it good, the morning show?
Yeah, I just cut the last 30 minutes, but
okay.
Yeah, it was good. Carol talked for quite a bit.
Okay.
And so did Pat. Cool.
Cool.
Did you get a word for today, Jim?
No, I didn't really get a word.
I was wondering, because I was like, if you put a video up, I'm definitely going to go watch it right now. So.
Okay. No, I've been at work.
That's all good.
But I was kind of writing some stuff down a little bit. Sometimes I do that, even if it's not really a word. I mean, it's all really a word, God. You do that, I think, but he was just telling me about how, you know, we worry here a lot, but when we're, you know, when we're in heaven and when we're one with the Father, then, of course, we're not going to be worried about anything, and we're actually going to look back on it and laugh at how ridiculous it was to worry about stuff, and
mm-hmm.
He was saying that telling me we could do that now, you know, basically just give all your worry to Jesus. And, you know, because there's no worry, he's not going to be able to handle or anything. So he just said to try that today and to encourage everybody else to just let go of your worry, pretty much. That's it.
That's hard to do.
That's the only way to live.
I know.
Yeah, it is hard to do. It is hard to do, but it's worth a try, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Just got to do it.
Luca, Bill Oli is Church Lady Oli, by the way.
All right, well, now I'm going to start questioning some more things, so thank you for that, Tana.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. Connor, are you sure that's Bill Oley, Church Lady Bill?
Yeah. Yeah, I am
okay.
Positive, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bill, something's wrong with you.
He was in chat last night as that as well. And he said yes.
You know, I'm going to have to talk to Bill on the phone pretty soon and make sure he's a dude.
We can't figure out who he is. Getting mysterious.
Well, because he kept calling Bill the church lady because Bill's calling Judy's the church lady. Bill, okay.
Are you guys talking about that Lala person?
Nay.
Who was Lala?
I thought you knew Lala.
Who is Hyatt Lala? Or Lala? Hyatt La La La?
None of us really know who that is, but they've been in here like in the morning in the last couple days.
Funny. They're funny, whoever they are.
Dude,
yeah.
There's been people that changed their names and come back in thinking that, like, we're all just going to think they're, like, a new person. But I have a feeling that whoever this Lala thing is, like, I have a feeling they've already been here before.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely rapture-centric.
Judy, I sent you my text. I text you my guest name, too.
Oh, it's okay. I'm not going to kick any guests. They can spy on us if they want. I'm over that. I encourage everyone to make a name, but whatever. Yeah, hey, Connor, have you figured out is Lala a girl or a guy?
I still think Lala's a girl because when she played her song, she was singing like a girl. I just think English might not be the first language, so that's why learning slang maybe the wrong way, wrong gender slang. I don't know. I still think girl. Girl. I don't know.
She's really funny about her dancing fruits and stuff like that. I like that.
I think girl, but I have no idea where she's from except from Georgia, so.
Maybe Lala's red.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay, well, anyway, you guys, let's get this show started. Laura, we thank you so much for the ability to get together as one body under you, Jesus Christ, our leader, our pastor. We thank you that as we see the day approaching, we get to encourage one another and experience your presence and your power in our lives. And we just invite you to come here in power and in authority and in all the wonderful things you do for us, Lord. We invite you and we worship you and we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your kindness and your tenderness and your gentleness in our life. We thank you that you allow trials to strengthen us and to make us stronger in the Lord. And we thank you, Father. We worship you and we thank you that everything in our life up to this point has been designed by you. Closer, 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 closer to you. Closer to your side, closer to your presence, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus. We love you. We love you and we worship you. And Father, we lift up everybody who's sick. We lift up my friend Christian who's had his back went out. Lift him up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that your healing power would completely heal his back. In Jesus' name. I pray for everyone at RCC that's compromised in their health. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we just plead the blood of Jesus over every sickness and disease, and we take authority over it. We say, be gone. In Jesus' name, be gone. Sickness, go.
Amen.
Took care of that cross, and we believe it. And we command worry, anxiety to be gone off of your people in the name of Jesus. We thank you that your perfect love casts out all fear and worry and anxiety. And, Lord, we just take authority over that, and we say, be gone. I speak to the minds and the hearts, and we just declare faith where there's fear, and we just declare your spirit is greater. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we thank you, Father, that this is a church of leaders. We know who we are, and we receive all of who you are in us. We thank you that we're powerful people, powerful in you, Lord, powerful in you, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen, amen.
Anybody want to add up a prayer before we worship the Lord? Declare a praise and a prayer and a healing over over this body.
I'll pray. Yeah, I'll pray.
Thanks.
Dear Lord, we love you and we thank you so much, Father God, for everything you've done for us and everything you continue to do, Lord, in our lives. We're grateful for all the things that you have done for us, Lord. And we just want to let you know that we love you and we appreciate all that you do for us. And we ask, Lord, that we know in your word, Lord, that you says that we are healed. All of us in RCC, we're all healed, Lord. Your word says it because you did that for us 2,000 years ago, Jesus on the cross. And we thank you for that, Lord. We take your word and we hold to it, Lord, in faith. We know that you're good to honor it and that you will honor it, Lord. We stand in faith that we are healed, Lord. And that means that the enemy cannot be on us, Lord. We're children of God. We've got the mind and body of Christ. We have the blood of Jesus flowing through all of our veins, so nothing evil can touch us in any way, mental, emotional, physical, or spiritual. We sit at the right-hand throne of God. We're co-heirs of God. We're heirs of God, and we're co-heirs of Christ. We're ambassadors. We're new creations. So we walk around, Lord, as ambassadors of you, Lord, the Most High God. We have all your power and everything in your name, Lord Jesus, and that's what we carry with us wherever we go. We know, Lord, that we are healed. We know that we are blessed. We have every spiritual blessing in Christ, your word says. We ask that we bring that down, too, from heaven. We lose blessings and healing and everything from heaven. We ask to come into our lives and just really fill us up, Lord. Make us feel good and happy and healthy. Take all our worries away, Lord. Allow us to put our mind in heaven. Walk around the earth and put our minds in heaven. Focus only on you, Lord. Overwhelm us with your power, Lord. Drop your power down and just overwhelm us. Just make us drunk in the spirit. We're going to be hammered today, Lord. With as much power you can send down, we can handle, Lord. We want it all. We want to be ambassadors.
Amen.
We want to be a powerful amen.
Yeah, God, it is good. We're a hungry and thirsty people. I agree with that prayer. Get everybody here hammered drunk in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Like in the New Testament, in the Church of Acts. Get us all hammered together at the same time in your presence and your power. It's your power. It goes beyond an emotion. It's the power of the Holy Spirit of Mighty Jehovah God that falls on you and touches you. We receive that. We receive that in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Something tells me Grandma Pat might have a powerful prayer for us before we worship. Do you have a prayer for us, Grandma?
Oh, I'll just ask the Holy Spirit to give me some, I have some Bible readings here that I was going to share. It says, because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. Yeah.
Can you share those after communion?
Sure.
We're just going to pray, and then we're going to do a little worship.
I'll say prayer. Yeah, sure. Lord God, we just thank you profoundly. Look at all the graces that you've given us in each other. I mean, to just minister and reach other people and love each other. Lord Jesus, we don't even know each other, and yet we're sharing your love, your presence, your encouragement. You were sharing you in us with you in each other. It's just so beautiful. You get to feel all the love that we're capable of loving as we have surrendered to you. We thank you for this beautiful church. We thank you for the freedom within this unfor walls to just share our love and be free in you as a family. Jesus, you said you wanted to be family. Well, you've got a family. You've got a nutty family, but that's all in the friendship and the love and the confidence that we have in you. We can just kind of, it sounds crazy, but we can relax with you and be human with you and be family with you and be spouse with you and have relationship with you. God, dear, this is the most precious gift that we have, is relationship with you, that we just breathe you in and out all day. So we can't thank you enough. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you. Thank you for your kind goodness. Have mercy on us and just keep showing us your ways and help us to help each other, dear God, all the time. And we will. And we'll help others out there. This is an ongoing thing. Holy Spirit, just flow, flow, flow. And, you know, we're yours. We're surrendered. And Jesus, whatever you want us to do, we're here to do it in whatever way it is that you want to manifest through us or encourage or uplift or heal. Please grant healing. We cover everyone in the whole world, Jesus, not just within our families, but the whole world is our family, our neighbor. Who is our neighbor? It's everybody. It's not just the person next door. It's everybody, dear God. So we cover everyone with thy precious blood and holy wounds, that they will respond to the graces you give them, whether it's for contrition or encouragement or consolations or conversion. Lord Jesus, hear our prayer. We pray from our hearts because we sincerely love you, and you are our family. You are our closest relative. You are our everything. So, Jesus, again, we bless you, and we can't thank you enough for what you've done for us, for everyone, especially for your passion, death, and resurrection that paid the debt of your Father, freed us from the enemy, and paved a way for us to come to home, our real home. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We worship you. We welcome you.
Yeah.
And
love you, Lord.
We're going to worship you. Let's worship him as a church. And let's just receive all the healing prayers. Just receive peace for your mind. If your mind is troubled right now, the Holy Spirit of mighty Jehovah God is going to take that dark shade off your mind. He's telling me right now.
Yeah.
He's going to remove that. He's going to take that right off during this worship time. So just receive all that he wants to do for you right now. And if you're sick in your body, believe it. Touch your body where you're sick and thank the Lord that he's healing you. And rejoice. It's his work. It's effortless. In Jesus' name, we love you, Daddy. Thank you so much.
Judy.
Yeah.
When I get a chance, I just got a message from the Lord that came over on the internet. It's from Behold I Come, and oh boy. It'll take about 2 minutes to read it, but it is like off. It is good. This is what we've been waiting kind of to hear. Oh, is he on his way? If you don't mind, if I read this, because I don't want to take time from other people and stuff. But it just came. Okay. Arise, my children, arise. The trumpets are sounding. My banner flies high. The clarion call goes before all. Valiantly don your robes of righteousness and unscathe your swords of my spirit and my truth. We ride now victoriously upon this earth, gathering to ourselves this last great harvest. The white horseman of the apocalypse will know defeat. My word speaks of a time when you who abide in me and my Father will do these things and more. I tell you, my precious army, that time is now. The measure of faith promised. The measure of faith promised all who ask shall increase sevenfold. My power and authority belong to you. The standard is raised, and no longer will you, my sheep, facilitate in your faith. It is given you this moment your increase. Give praise and honor and glory to your kinsman redeemer, the Son of the Most High God, who is shaking heaven and earth so that nothing unholy will remain. Stand firm, my anointed and chosen ones. It has begun. Speak boldly and courageously to all you meet. This is the critical hour. The fury of the evil one grows darker and more intense each moment. Many, many will fall into deception and despair. My army, confront this darkness head on, face to face. My anointing is upon you, and you must speak forcefully and with power from on high. My word of truth, rescue all you can from the snares of the enemy. Lead all to my heart and tell them there is a way out of hopelessness and despair, for I am the way. My Holy Spirit is pouring out the oil of anointing upon each one of you in order that your oil lamps remain full at all times. I am come unto the hearts of men, and my reward is upon the righteous and humble of heart. We walk as one, as my sheep know my voice. Nothing compares to the promise my own have in me. I assure you, the strength you need is given from my heavenly Father above. As heirs of my kingdom, you have full access to any and all resources for these final steps. Call upon the ministering spirits, of course meaning the angels, to assist you. Proclaim my holy word as I am the word. Operate within the realm to which you belong. You are hedged in, above, below, behind, and on all sides. My army rides untouchable and without defeat. We ride and set captives free, breaking strongholds and bringing deliverance and joy of heart. All will behold my glory. All creation will proclaim who I am. Ride proudly, my beloved, as your robes are washed. I'm almost finished. Clean from the stains of sin and death with my precious blood sacrifice. You are mine for all eternity, and I have found favor in you, my bride. Nothing could ever separate us. I have reserved special graces for you, which are now being poured out because of the immensity of my love for my espoused. Rise to me, my sweet ones. Rise unto your king, the lover of your soul. My love for you transcends all. I have been preparing you for this moment of now. Draw from the well of my heart for everything. I sustain and fill and strengthen and nourish you. The armies of heaven are ready and prepare to ride. The call of my shofar reverberates across the lands. Yeshua. I'm not saying his right name. Jesus. Yeshua. Wow.
The Lord.
Whoa.
That's wonderful.
Whoa. That was awesome, wasn't it? Oh, my gosh. I didn't. Thank good I put on my computer. Just check
awesome
all the music's on. Oh, look what he said. Is that encouraging or what?
Yeah.
We needed to hear. Yeah.
Like he's really stressing now. Like him coming. And Lord,
oh,
coming
he's got now
like,
in caps. He's got now in caps. He says the moment of now.
I've asked the Lord
says,
a couple times about my healing, and he showed me visions in the kitchen. He showed me a vision of like, here's you and here's the rapture, and if you could look back and know how close you were to the rapture, you wouldn't be like, you'd be like, okay,
asking.
Just hang in there.
Hang in there, yes.
Because I could see like, you're looking back going, wow, it's 10 days away, and I was all messed up. You know what I mean? I was like, hang in there.
That was good, Pat. Oh, that was a good one.
Okay, whatever happens to you is what God knows your needs, and he knows
yep.
how ardently and sincerely you have prayed to him. So whatever happens to you, trust that it's from him, even if you don't understand it, only because you prayed in
good
confidence.
Point.
Yeah, only because he knows that he knows that he knows. We don't have to keep asking. He knows. He knows.
Powerful,
so
That's
hang
really
in
powerful.
There. Just hang in
yeah.
there. He's taking care of you. He's taking care of all of us, and we have to get ready to ride. It wasn't the word wasn't be prepared. It says prepare, meaning for us to prepare us right now to ride and get ready.
Wow.
This is it.
Amazing.
Wow.
Judy, I have some. Judy, I want to read from my prayer rain book. Do you mind if I read a few things from it? Just won't take a few seconds.
Yeah.
Okay. This is called a prayer rain book. I've read. Go ahead, Judy.
Of course, I want to hear. Is it some book is it your prayers that you've written out?
No, this is like a powerful prayer from this guy from Africa. Who's like he just brings down the power of God, and he wrote these, and he spent 30 years in ministry, and they're
wow.
Yeah, and like it's like a treasure chest of gold, you know. So this one has to do with releasing miracles and open. It's called Open Heavens. So I'm going to read different things with this one here. Okay, O Lord, smooth out our path to the top by the hand of fire. We receive the anointing to excel above our contemporaries in the name of Jesus. Lord, catapult us into greatness as you did for Daniel in the land of Babylon. Lord, help us to identify and deal with any weakness that can hinder our progress. We bind every strong man delegated to hinder our progress in the name of Lord Jesus. O Lord, dispatch your angels to roll away every stumbling block to our promotion, advancement, and elevation. Lord, let power change hands in the place of work to the hands of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. We receive the mandate to put to flight every enemy of our breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Let the mark of the blood of Jesus of divine favor and protection be upon our life in the name of Jesus. Lord, prepare us as a living sanctuary for you. Father, Lord, render the heavens and come down at our cry. Let every evil terrestrial and celestial spirit working against us be paralyzed. Let power from above fall on us to do the impossible in the name of Jesus. Let every good and perfect gift from above locate us today in the name of Jesus. We prophesy into every imperfect gift in our life become perfect in the name of Jesus. We command the rain of abundance, goodness, favor, and mercy to fall on every department of our life in the name of Jesus. Let divine glory from above overshadow our life now in the name of Jesus. We paralyze all the enemies that are against our open heavens in the name of Jesus. O Lord, make us a channel of your blessings in all areas of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. There it is.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Beautiful.
Wow, guys.
God just told me to do that. Like, he says, go get your prayer ring book and read it on RCC. I was like, okay. He just told
beautiful.
Me that. I was like, cool. I know. It's good.
Thank
you're
you.
Supposed to do that.
Thank you for
blessing
us with that. Loving that.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow.
Let's just soak that in. Let's just soak
yeah.
that in. What do you guys think is wrong and really let that word jump in us?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. lovely.
Joseph said that that this song takes him deep. He loves it. It really does. Bill only changed his name to Winlord 2013. You know, I think the best way to handle your stress is to laugh. I'm sorry, but like, come on. He's sick of working. He's having a crisis of faith right now, so you might as well laugh about it. Like, I like your username, Bill Olia. When, Lord? I say that every day, when, Lord? And, you know,
exactly.
Every time I do ask him that, he touches me. He tells me, comforts me. Like, today I was in yoga, and he was talking to me. And it was really sweet. He was just, every time I try to, like, you know, demand that he tells me something, he actually does. he mostly fills me with his peace. And his presence and his power that he's coming. A lot of us didn't plan on being here 5 and 6 months later. We really didn't. But I'm telling you, we're enlarged in the waiting. If you believe that God is going to enlarge you while you're waiting, he's going to strengthen your faith and your resolve, and he's got it all under his perfect timing. He will fill you up. And I can actually honestly say I'm glad he hasn't come yet. And I know that you might not like hearing that, but he's got a reason for doing what he's doing. We're at the season, lads. We're at the door. He is coming. But just try to, you know what I'm saying? Try not to keep talking to him, and he'll just keep pumping you up, because that's what I do. I went on a hike today after yoga, and I don't know how to explain it. It's this supernatural thing. He just fills you with his peace and his power. But if you get too focused on your circumstances and what's going on, it can take that away. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. You guys, we're at the last stretch here, all right? And little John, I'll remind you of his vision. We're all running toward the finish line. He saw this vision in the first couple months of God falling on him. And Kevin was still here when he had this vision. And we were all still running really well to the finish line. And then nobody fell, but we fell over the finish line. Okay, that means we're tired, okay? But we kept running up until the end, but we literally fell. And I think that's where we're at. I think we're halfway falling over that finish line right now. What do you think, Keith? Something like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that. I think we're definitely halfway falling over the finish line. Yeah, and some of us, we're carrying some of them. We're carrying Pat. Judy and I are carrying Pat and a few other people. We're walking companions. I've had three people from YouTube in my past 2 years that have gotten to know each one separately, and we became best friends, and I called them my walking companion on the narrow road. And we've all at RCC become a walking companion group on the narrow path. And now we're, like you said, like little John said, now we're finally coming over the finish line. And oh, yes, we are. Oh, yes, we are. So exciting.
Yes.
And
amen.
And we want him to see us in position. We're excited. We're ready. You know, we're a little tired, but we know we're gonna. He's a groom, and you know he doesn't want some depressed, sick bride. I mean, you know, we're gonna do our best. All of our situations are different, but give him the best of what you got and your condition that you're in. You know what I'm saying? Like, give him the best of what you have for the condition that you're in. Whatever condition he's allowed you to be in, give him your best. You know. And God has us all in different places for his purpose and his reason. We have each other. And this is the most amazing fellowship. We have Jesus who's leading us, and we have each other till he gets here. And speaking of that, I was wondering, Keith,
let's get a big house and all live together.
I'm going to say something. Jesus told me something the other day. He said we've already crossed the finish line and we're just waiting for our reward.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, Tom. Good job, Tom. Oh, wow. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. You saw us already over the finish line, Tana?
Yeah, he said we've crossed the finish line and we're just waiting for our rewards now, like all the medals that he handed out. So,
Praise
you know,
God.
The ceremony. We're waiting for our ceremony.
Praise God.
That's
wonderful.
Wow.
We need to hear that,
God.
Jesus. Thank you.
Yes.
Well,
thank you for telling us that.
Some of us are really excited to meet each other. We're talking about if we're here in May, we're not planning on it, but, you know, we might have to just get together, some of us. We've been talking, and anyone can join. Like, you know, Everyone's situations are different right now, but, you know, I've already determined if we're here in May, I'm going to meet you guys face-to-face, because, you know, God had me in my house all alone with just my sister and my son for the last 5 months, and he just now let me go to yoga a week ago, and I'm just now realizing how much, I forgot how much I love people, like, to actually look at them in the face and hug them, you know? So I'm pretty sure he's going to let me start doing house visits. Like, M. Bell lives right around the street from me, and he won't give me his address, but I swear I'm going to find him. I'm going to find out where he lives. I'm
I didn't know that, Judy. I didn't know he was close to you. Oh, that's funny.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And then,
you got
so,
Judy,
like,
we'll get together. We'll get together, Judy, and we'll scan his mind, and we'll find the address, okay? Don't worry about it. You and I, we'll go on our...
I got some friends that know how to do computer hacking, and you know, we're just going to see each other, you guys, because, like, there's nothing wrong with that. I felt like the Lord told me I could do house visits. Like, I'm not kidding. He's like, you can start seeing people now. And I'm like, okay. You know, it's just not me to, like, not do anything for 6 months. But I'm really excited about this whole being out in the public again, just a little bit. Not much. Just a little bit. Like, and the thing is my sister, I think I've told you guys, my sister's, her whole plan is when we translate. My sister's out of town for 5 days. And she keeps texting me, are you guys still there? Are you guys still there?
How funny.
Because she knows we're going to disappear, and the whole plan is for her to go get the rest of our family saved, and then she'll tell them all about what happened to us. And,
very cool.
You know,
she's got to be there, though.
Well, she's asked the Lord not to translate her. She's really excited about us getting translated. She knows that he would take her in the translation, but God gave her the choice to stay, you know, for the worldwide rapture so that she can actually have the job, and she's excited about it. Like, she can't wait to tell people the worldwide rapture is days away. So,
good for her. Maybe she should buy, like, a big yellow bus and say, everyone got raptured, and drive it all over San Francisco and everywhere, and, you know what I mean? Everyone got raptured, and play a horn and everything, you know?
We have a couple of really stubborn family members, and we really believe that this is going to get them when we're translated. God's already told us that a couple of them are going to be here for the trip, but a couple of them are going to get saved, and we really believe that that's what's going to get them in the worldwide rapture, is my sister telling them we were translated. And now she's going to go to my yoga class. Because, see, my yoga friends, I've known them all for 3 years. And, you know, yoga people... together. Yeah, they're like, it's like, it's Bikram yoga. It's like really, like, serious stuff. It's not like, it's like yoga
and we're
all, like, really good buds. But when I left for 5 months and then I came back, I'm just like, it's almost like a happy reunion. And so when I disappear the next time, my sister will go say what happened. You know, you just never know. All I know is this. You know what? God is up to something, and I feel it, you guys. We don't have much longer here. We really don't. And I hope you're encouraged that, you know, that we're here. And I like what Tana just said. Tana, that's just, I mean, like, you know, I probably don't have to give little John's vision anymore if Tana says that we're already past the finish line. When did he tell you that, Tana? When did you have that vision?
Like 2 days ago, maybe. It wasn't a vision. It was just like I was reading something, or he told me. I was staring at a picture talking to him, and, you know, he told me that.
Good
job.
Oh, yeah, I know about that.
Yeah.
And Chris Lottery, remember how Chris had that vision of us in tunnels, and now he had the vision the other day of we're all in our chariot just circling, waiting to go straight.
Oh, cool. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're circling in our chariots, just ready to go up, waiting to go up, waiting for the key to fly.
I mean, from all the YouTube videos that I scan out there, because I scan about 100 a day, you know, I see trends with them, and the latest trend just seems to be just like, it's like God is saying the tribulation is going to start right now. It's all about the tribulation starting now, and it's like almost as if he's saying the rapture is already, like, it's, like, when he talks about the rapture, this, you would think it would be, like, this minute. It's, like, it's so urgent what he's saying, you know. No, that's it. Be ready now. I just see that over and over now with the latest trends in the videos that are coming from messages and stuff overall. Just utter urgency.
For me, it's like, we're waiting for the last few people, you know, in the marathon, the last few finishers of the race to cross. And then we were finally all crossing and waiting, you know, waiting for our reward.
Yeah.
Judy, in your yoga class, do they do you talk to them after class? Do they know that you're waiting for the rapture, or they don't know?
No, I told a couple people that the Lord had me. See, because they're spiritual people. Some of them are new age,
yes.
But they're spiritual, so they get it. So I just told a couple people, I just said, oh, the Lord has me doing some things that are a little bit different, has me waiting on him. So I've just been doing that, you know. And,
cool.
You know, yeah, but I was like one of those people that, like, was in really good shape, and so, like, you know, like, I'm, like, 10 pounds heavier. So they're like, mm-hmm. So I could see you must be, like, eating pie or something while you were waiting, so, yeah.
Funny. So funny.
Anyway,
yeah, the yoga people are kind of like, sometimes those yoga people are more new age spiritual, but you can still reach them if you know how to say the right things, you know.
Oh, yeah, you know what, I'm a mystic. I mean, I refer to myself as a mystic believer. Like, I don't call myself a Christian. I call myself a believer. I believe in Jesus, and my yoga teacher has pictures of Jesus. Yeah, my yoga teacher likes, he knows that I love Jesus, so he put up some Jesus pictures, but he has Buddha
oh, really?
And a bunch of other ones up. But yeah, he's a cool guy. I mean, he believes, you know, just that Jesus just happens to be the way, the truth, and the life, and without his sacrifice, cross,
so
you know,
he put up
here.
Some, so he put some pictures of Jesus up?
Yeah, isn't that sweet? Yeah, he put some pictures of Jesus up.
Wow, that's really very affectionate and very, yeah, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
It shows
yeah,
that he cares about
nice.
You enough to set aside. It shows that he cares about you enough to set aside his own beliefs to, you know, just shows affection towards you. Yeah, it's very sweet. Cool.
Yeah, you know, I love people that are searching for God. I really love being around people that are searching. Like, I feel the anointing now that I'm there. It's, like, really strong. Like, it wasn't like it was before.
Okay.
You know, God fell on my son. So I know there's a definite purpose there.
So you talk after class and stuff, right? That's your main...
The thing is like, I sit around now because I have nothing to do. Usually when I was in yoga before, I had a ton going on in my life, but now I'm, like, sitting around. I always talk to people, but I'm, like, sitting around even longer. So I'll probably end up going to some... I'll hang out with them a little bit. I'm going to do something. I feel like the Lord's getting me ready for it. So we just need to be where God has us. You know, in this last hour.
And I like how you make it about Jesus and not about, like, I'm Christian, I go to church, all this other stuff. You know, I can see, the Lord just showed me in the spirit realm how you make it about him and not about the worldly version of God, which is church and all the other stuff. You know, so I think that's so cool. Because, like, when they talk to you, then they're going to hear about Jesus. And it's going to be all about Jesus. It's not going to be about... Most Christians, 99.99% of all Christians, I always notice that when you mention God, they mention, first thing comes out of their mouth is, what church do you go to? And I go, well, I'm talking about Jesus, and they're talking about church. So I like how you talk about Jesus, because then it changes. It'll affect them more at the yoga than if you're just talking about church, you know. So that's good.
Yeah. And they like my energy. They can feel my energy, so I'm pretty, you know, like, people feel your energy there. So they like my energy, so. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're popular. You got that charisma, the energetic energy, and I like how you turn it right back, you know, about, when they know you, they'll know Jesus, you know, and that's just a cool thing, not what church you go to and all that.
Exactly. And I've prayed for people before there at yoga. I've prayed for people. There was a girl there that I prayed for her. She was having a really hard time, and I said, let me pray for you. See, people in that setting, people are open because it's like a spiritual setting, you know. It's not the kind of yoga where you do chanting or anything. It's not chanting yoga. It's Bikram. It's purely heat. It's stretching. But so
well, it's
no,
just
like,
very popular
chanting.
Here in L.A. We know it's all, it's very popular here in L.A., so I know all about it, definitely.
Yeah. It's super hard to do. It's actually, but it's really fun. But anyway, it's just nice. They're open spiritually, so you can pray for people, love on them, and it's nice.
People
are open. They're open. Jesus Christ is the last great Buddha, because Buddha said there was one coming more enlightened than him, and to look out for that teacher, and so Jesus is the last great Buddha. That's what I tell him. And Jesus Christ, you know, when you get a touch from him, you know, nobody, like, wants to argue religion or anything. I just hate those kind of arguments. I like to come in power. and in love, and then you don't have to argue anymore. It either works or it doesn't, right? It either works or it doesn't. If it works, then it's the real thing. If it doesn't work, it doesn't. It's not the real thing. That's how I look at it.
Good. Yeah, good point. And the difference is with Jesus is they're going to feel something. With the other stuff, they don't feel nothing. This, they're going to feel something.
Yeah.
You know, that's the difference.
Yeah. I want to read a letter, if I can, if this is an okay time. Alana sent me an email April 24th. I think that's yesterday, yeah. And, you know, the Lord told her he was coming on Thursday, and then so she wrote a letter to him, and you know how when she writes, she goes back and forth between her and God? So I want to read it if it's okay. Is this a good time to read that? Does anybody on the line want to share anything? Or
we want to hear it. Pat, want to hear it, right?
I can mute Pat.
Oh, yeah, okay. My dogs were going crazy because Laura came home, so it gets noisy.
That's okay. I'm unmuted you again. Okay, so I'm going to read Alana's letter, and a lot of people are a little bit tired right now, so this is a beautiful letter. Okay, here she goes.
Okay.
I waited for you, my Lord. This is Alana, no show in chat. Can you guys hear me? Is my phone cutting out or anything? Is it
good? Oh, no, it's loud. It's very loud, yeah.
Okay. I waited for you, my Lord. I heard you say Thursday, but no show. I know you were seen with faith in your heart. I saw. There's no half. Lord, it's pretty tough when this happens. I know. How do you think the church feels? I don't know, my Lord. I only know how I feel. You know how tired I am, my Lord. Nothing changes. It's the same old, same old. Do you think that I am not seeing this? I am not in control? Always, my Lord, always. Then wait. Walk with me, my dear one. The walk is everything. Everything. Just walk with me. You will see wonders. Okay, my Lord. Just a simple walk. I feel like I'm torturing myself. No, laughing. I'm torturing you. Laugh, laugh, laugh. This is the crucible where all the dross is burnt away. Okay, I get that. I love you. I trust you. I love you as well, dear one. I love you and miss you more than you miss me. I'm humbled. I'm sorry you miss me. I'm sorry you have to feel any of this. I would wish only happiness for you, my love. That will come. But this is not the time. This is a time of testing. I will carry you through. I know how hard this is, but this is a high gate and a narrow path. Did you ever believe it was easy? No, my Lord, but I never imagined it would be so hard. It's really hard. There is nothing thrown in your path that I cannot overcome, that you cannot overcome, that we cannot overcome. This is how we become closer. My Lord, why does nothing seem to happen? Really? Nothing is happening? Search your heart. Is nothing happening? No, my Lord. There is so much going on in my heart, but how am I to deal with this waiting when I see no evidence of your coming? Do you trust me? Yes, my Lord. It's a joy to trust you. Then trust me. I am adorning my bride. I place jewels in your hair, sunlight in your glow. I am adorning my bride. But translation is a big thing. Laugh, laugh. Not for little girls. Okay, Lord. Okay. Walk this with me. Of course, I am right here. Just keep walking. I love you, Lord. Adorn me during this walk. It'll be worth it. God, trust you on that. Laughter. I am always with you. And I am.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, I like that. That was so
very
good.
Nice.
Alana had such wonderful questions that kind of represents all of us and what we're feeling.
Oh,
and
yes. Amen.
You know, it's like, man, exactly, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, man, I feel that too.
It's everything
and
we're all asking, and she did it for us. And he answered for us.
I know, huh? Wasn't that great? And then God just
started. That was great. That was great. Thank you.
Thank you. Keep it up,
Alana. And
then
that letter from Behold. You know, he's saying he's putting it right out there. You know, I mean, that shocked me reading that. It was like, okay.
No. Yeah, that was like,
let's
he's not
go.
Messing around. Coming back
yeah,
now.
He's not messing around. It's like, get ready. Yeah.
The nice thing about, I mean, the best thing I always think about being raptured is when it happens, it's a blink of an eye, and we won't be here to talk about it. We'll be in heaven. You know what I mean? It's not like something
I can't wait.
It's not a process. It's an instant. Like, you just blinked your eye 1 second to be in heaven. You know what I mean? That's that fast. That's what I like
about
it.
Poof moment.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking the other day, and I had tears. I was crying to him, and he kind of gave me a feeling like once you're up there, the relief of having left the earth and the joy that awaits us is so astronomical. We can't even imagine.
Wow.
And he let me feel a little bit of that joy, that feeling of, wow, we're finally here, and boy, this is one big, happy, laughing
wow.
time for everybody. You know, there's a lot of laughter in heaven because everybody's happy.
That was so profound, Pat, what you said. I don't know. I'm going to have to think about it after the show because it's so profound. Like, when you said that, it just was, like, so profound and deep. When you said, you know, God knows the situations we're in. He knows what we're going through. You know,
mm-hmm.
whatever is going to happen is going to be his will, and we just have to trust him. I mean, it was very profound. Very profound.
And, you know, it's very simple. It's very simple. Just for the moment, Lord, that's what we believe. We know you're in charge. You're going to take care of it.
Yep.
Because
yeah.
you honored him with trust. He said that in the He and
sorry
I book.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
About what?
About what?
What did you do?
My battery dropped, but I'm back.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't done with her word. Were you guys talking about something else? I just got back on. I didn't hear anything.
Yeah. It's okay when your phone drops, Pat, and I just carry on.
That's
you
okay.
Know,
okay.
We love it. We could talk all day and all night. I think if Pat and I were in the
yeah.
same room, we'd talk all day and all night. It's great. Good stuff.
Let me finish her word. It was amazing. Okay, this is how we
beautiful.
Become closer, my Lord.
Yeah.
Why does nothing seem to happen, really? Nothing is happening. Search your heart. Is nothing happening? No, my Lord. There is so much going on in my heart. But how am I to deal with this waiting when I see no evidence of your coming? Do you trust me? Yes, my Lord, it's a joy to trust you. Then trust me, I am adorning my bride. I place jewels in your hair, sunlight in your glow. I am adorning my bride. But translation is a big thing. Laugh, laugh. Not for little girls. Can you hear me okay, you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Alana's continuing. This is Alana's word. Okay, Lord, okay, walk this with me. Of course, I am right here. Just keep walking. I love you, Lord. Adorn me during this walk. It'll be worth it. Gotta trust you on that. Laughter. I'm always with you. I am in complete control. I love you, and I will not let you fall, and nothing can take you from my hand unless you walk away. Well, it ain't easy, I gotta say. This ain't no easy walk. Yes, look at my apostles. Look at Paul. How many times was he beaten and shipwrecked and put in prison? Can you make me strong enough to do that? You are more than strong enough, little one. With me... Okay, Lord. Okay, let's walk together, my love. Adorn your bride as I have decreed. Isn't that beautiful, you guys?
That is so gorgeous.
I love that part when he said, you know, I'm in control. I'm not going to let you fall. That's kind of for all the bride
yeah.
out there. Jesus is saying, I'm in control,
yeah.
and I will not let you fall, and you will not be. Father God has been saying, you will not come out of my hand. I mean, you're in my hand. That's powerful.
Yeah. He just said to me, I said, Lord, we do trust you. And he said to me, what did you just read? Meaning that thing I just read to you. He said, what did you just read? That behold thing. So he's reminding me, what did you just read? Yeah.
Good.
Like,
oh, good. Okay.
It's right in there. Now, get ready. Prepare to ride. The chauffeur's going
to
blow.
That's kind of the message to the bride right now. Jesus is saying, I've got you
mm-hmm.
in my hand. I will not let
mm-hmm.
you fall. Whatever is going on in your world, because all the brides got a lot of crazy stuff going on right now. I know what it is. Jesus is saying, I know what's going on. I clearly see it. I'm not going to let you fall. And very soon, in a flash of a blink of an eye, you'll be in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry about it.
Yeah,
you know?
What joy. What joy. Because it says, look up and know that your salvation is nigh, and encourage each other with these words, because,
right.
you know, and he keeps us from wrath. That's all in Scripture. The bride will not
yes.
have the wrath. And blessed
yep.
hope, blessed hope. What's blessed hope, you know, really? It's like,
yeah.
you know, and it's now, let's get ready. Yeah, blessed hope, and keep your eyes up, and be joyful because your salvation is nigh. All these ones who have
yeah.
pre-trib and post-trib, it's like, where are you coming
yep.
from? What blessed hope is in there? There's no blessed hope.
Yep.
It's just torture.
Well, Revelation 3:10 is the most powerful verse of the whole Bible, because it's in, I mean, about us being raptured, because it's in the book of Revelation. It's talking to the Philadelphia church, and it's talking directly to us, and it's saying, I will withhold you from the hour of trial, plain and simple, you know?
Yeah.
So withhold you from the hour of trial means he always shows me that vision of, I've got you in my hand, being withheld. When you're withheld, where are you at? You're in another place. You're withheld in a safe place, heaven, from the hour of trial.
And these ones who believe that the rapture was added by some preacher or something in the Bible, I read to you a while ago from the Douay-Rheims Bible, which is in 1580, I think it's 1586, and it's right there, plain as day, just as you read it in the Bible, about the dead will rise first, and then we who are here will be taken up in the air with the Lord. And that was in 15, that was the first whatever. So this was not added in, but I've read that. I've read people who said, oh, well, that was just added on the rapture. It doesn't exist. Well, yeah, it does. It's right there, right from the very beginning.
Exactly. It's in, and Paul, Luke talks about you find you worthy to escape. And plus, remember, the Revelation, there's, you know, out of all the books, after Revelation 4, the bride is no longer mentioned. And then it talks about Israel in the tribulation from 4 to 19. Chapter 19, all of a sudden, the bride appears again. Where? On horses, riding back with Jesus in the second coming. So,
yeah,
there
wow.
you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Glad I know how to ride a horse.
They didn't change that, you know. People always saying it was added in.
I don't even need a saddle, honey.
Let's welcome Leah. Leah's on the line. Hi, Leah.
Oh, hi, Leah.
Leah. Hey, Leah.
Hi, honey.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Leah.
How are you?
Thank you for the award. It was so good. Thank you for asking all those questions of Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, honey.
I think you're confusing me with Alana.
Oh, wait. This is Leah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Leah.
We were
okay.
thinking Alana. We were so tongue-tied in Alana's thing, we got lost. Leah, we welcome
<It's>
you.
Okay.
Has he said anything to you?
Yeah.
He said lots of things to me. But it's just
oh,
best.
Well, share, baby, share.
Share us. Give us the dirt. Come on.
Give us the encouragement.
Oh, no. I mean, the things that we usually talk about are just, like, normal day-to-day things. Like, right now,
yeah.
I'm on a quest for donuts, so there you go.
Oh, sounds good.
You're funny. You are funny.
Yeah, that sounds good. Throw some Dunkin' Donuts coffee in there, too, and you're all set.
No, I'm on a quest for, like, ingredients to make my own donut. I'm going to make a donut.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy, excuse us.
Wow, very cool.
Healthy.
We'll send it, make one batch and send it out to everyone in the bride who after
donuts.
Right. Leah's,
Leah's my dessert friend, right, Leah? This is Hannah.
Yeah.
We're all about dessert.
Oh, that's so funny.
Sounds good.
Hannah loves dessert, yeah.
What a better way to spend a Friday night than baking.
Sounds good.
That's funny. Tana talks about her cupcakes when she comes over. She talks about her cupcakes over and over. She loves those cupcakes.
Ooh.
So in heaven, we're going to have a whole day where her and I just eat cupcakes all day.
How well do they go with pizza? I guess it's
really
okay.
Good. Who doesn't want cupcakes? Yum. And cupcakes in heaven?
Lordy.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, absolutely. Yummy.
Well, is Judy not eating any more sweets because she went back to yoga? I don't hear Judy talking about eating constantly anymore. I'm sad.
Yeah, she's into carrots and I think she's into carrots and celery now. She switched over.
I know.
Yeah.
Are you going back to being healthy, Judy?
And back to my that whole me eating a bunch of junk food was like not really who I am. Like I was just doing it while I was waiting. So now I'm back to my old self where I actually had a little bowl of ice cream though. I did.
A little won't hurt.
Don't
you.
Ruin it for the rest of us, Judy.
Well, I know,
and it's
exactly, and it's so sad because all the pie factories have shut down now that Judy changed back over. They all went out of business.
I know, like the $30 ice cream, people are going to, like, go out of business.
Right.
Exactly, Leah.
Yeah.
Marie Callender.
This is why the economy is going to crash.
Oh, Marie Callender.
Exactly.
Judy decided to go back to be a health nut. That's what's going on.
She tanked the economy there big time,
yeah.
Judy will be translated with a bunch of carrots in her hands.
You guys, I kid you not. Okay, this is a true story. Okay, so, all right, my sister, like I said, the way the Lord designed this whole thing is so funny. Like, she moved in 2 months before the Lord fell on my son because she had gotten a job nursing in this area. She came from another area, like a couple hours away. So it's just funny how the Lord put us together. The Lord knew he was going to fall on my son. He knew all this, but like for my sister to come live with us was weird to begin with because it it was just going to be temporary until she found a place to. Anyway, long story short, my sister knows how I am. Like, I'm total type A. I'm super busy, always doing, you know, I'm just a busy person. Okay, so anyway, when this whole thing happened after the Lord fell on my son, and then, like, I can't get out of bed because the spirit's so strong, and then, like, I still eat like a cow because I'm a biker. Like, I bike to work. I do all, so, like, I eat a lot of calories, so I'm used to that. So when I started, when I was just sitting home doing nothing, like, I'm still eating like I used to eat, but I'm, like, you know, I'm not doing anything. Literally, I'm not doing anything. And so one day my sister, I had to take her to work, and I was sitting in the car, and I just started crying, and she was like, oh, I go, you don't know how hard it is to sit home all day and just eat and do nothing.
Oh, wow.
True story. I was literally crying. I go, you don't know how hard it is for me to sit home all day and wait for the Lord and just eat all day long. And she was, like, laughing so hard because it's, like, it's kind of funny if you think about it. Like, everybody kind of wishes they could quit their job and sit home and just eat and do nothing. But, like, for me, it was, like, really
torture.
It's not that it was hard because it was the Lord. It's not that it was hard, but when he didn't come back 3 or 4 months later, my sister was, like, laughing and crying at the same time for me because she knew what I was saying, but it was also kind of comical if you think about it. Like, I try to tell you, God laughs at me all the time. He's like, I know it's not easy, huh, eating pies all day. You're waiting for me. And I mean, it's funny. Like, my sister would come home. I'm, like, eating a pie, waiting for the Lord. But,
love it.
You know, but the thing is, you guys, we're all where God has us, okay? So some of us he has working. Some of us he has not. But the funny thing is you should just be happy where you're at because, honestly, if I would have had my way, I would have kept working. Because, see, at my job, everybody loved me and I had a good gig and I rode my bike and stuff. And now, like, here, like, when I quit my job, I had a bunch of people threaten me on YouTube, a bunch of, like, haters, a bunch of threats against our personal life, you know, and it's like I went from, like, to me, like, you know, I wanted to just not have this happen in the beginning. But then, of course, you love what the Lord's doing. I would never change what God
does.
But do you see what I'm saying? It's like the grass is not greener, you guys. On anyone's lawn, if you think it is, you're wrong. But it might be a little bit greener in that some people have learned to trust the Lord more. That's why I'm saying there's some of us that have been at this for a really long time in the faith. And, like, if you're new in the faith, listen to us. Like, really, listen to Carol, listen to Keith, listen to Pat, listen to me. And listen to new believers, too. Listen to my 10-year-olds. But what I'm saying is, like, I've been in the faith for a long time, and I'm telling you, like, it's not greener on the other side. Don't wish you were anybody. Be really happy that, like, you're right where you're at. Like, be happy with the trials that you're in. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been waiting every day since 2011. Believe me, I'm talking about waiting. I'm thinking day by day by day because the Lord kept giving me visions and this and that. And, it's been long, been a long haul, but I know
you're not alone. You're not alone. Thousands of people are getting the same stuff. You know, that's encouraging.
Right. Yeah.
But
that's
we're waiting.
I think,
we're waiting for a reason.
That's why the bride has become so close, like on YouTube, Facebook, and then like on RCC, is because they're all waiting, and then they kind of say, well, let's just band together and wait together, you know. Amen.
Amen.
You know,
guys,
you guys, that's the bottom line of what I'm saying is the Lord has taken us all on our own wild ride. We all have our unique ride, okay? And so mine is different from yours, but we can all share. We don't have to be like each other, but what we have in common is that the Lord has told us all that he's coming. He's done it in more dramatic ways with some of us than others, you know. But what I'm saying is it's like we know he's coming, and he's made us do crazy things. Like, it was absolutely crazy for me to do what I did, if you knew who I was.
No.
But, you know, the Lord's having me get out of the house now, and he's letting me exercise a little bit. But I was under strict orders from the Lord. I laid on my bed, and the Lord didn't get up most days for 5 months, you guys. Really, honestly, I really didn't really leave the house. My sister moved in just on time. And the thing is, the Lord put on her heart to serve me, which is so weird because I'm like a servant. When she moved in, I do everything for everybody.
I know that.
I clean, I do stuff, but all of a sudden she's serving me. She's going and buying all the groceries. She's taking care of all the stuff so that I can just sit and hear from the Lord all day and be with my son. Because, you know, we had 3 straight months of just him having visions and hearing the Lord. you know, it's only been the last couple of months where the Lord told little John, okay, now I just want you to believe by faith that I'm coming and now you can play again. So
how did your sister deal with that? How did she like doing that? Is it different?
Oh, my goodness. She was so, in the beginning, she was so challenged. I mean, no, she's excited because, see, I led her to the Lord 10 years ago. It's almost been 10 years now. But the thing is, she's so excited because she knows how supernatural this is. And when she saw all these people hating on us, she couldn't believe it. She was like, I wish people could come to our house and, like, meet you. And, like, they are so stupid to think that you're, like, a liar and any of this is fake, because it's like she just couldn't believe the kind of hate that came our way. Like, she was just shocked, and she was pissed, and then she was angry, and she'd get really mad, and then she'd be like, don't go on YouTube anymore. These people don't deserve this. They don't deserve to hear what little John has to say. She was all mad, right? But I'm like, no, it's okay. And so she got really, she went through all different kinds of phases. You know, she's her faith is so big that, like I said, she's already texted me a couple times today, are you guys still home? Because I dropped her off in San Francisco yesterday, and she's not coming home until Monday. And she, you know, she just wants to know when we disappear, because as soon as we disappear, she is quitting her job, and she knows it's days away till the worldwide rapture. So she's really excited, but this whole thing, living with us and seeing this whole thing, it was hard for her, especially when God had me and my son staying up all night. She hated that.
Yeah.
She was like, she hated a couple things that happened. She hated that. She hated all the worldly music, because we used to only play Christian music. And then when God told my son that all music is worship, she's like, oh, my gosh, you're really playing that music in the house, you know?
Yeah, funny.
And so he got rid of a bunch of religious stuff that she habits, and now she's much happier. Like, we get along really good now. We're like at this great place where she wants to take us on vacations, and it's been a really neat thing. But the thing is, like, she's watched the whole progression of everything, and I watched the Lord get her free, and now she listens to other music, and now she's more relaxed.
Has she decided to stay with you guys now? Does she feel blessed by it all?
Oh yeah. No, she's not going anywhere. She knows we're in time now. I mean, she's fully knows that he's coming. He hasn't let her quit her job yet, and fully expects, you know, but she didn't know when he was going to tell her to quit, and then she got the revelation that, oh, she quits when we get translated. That's her cue. Unless he tells her sooner, that's what he's shown her. And she's grown by leaps and bounds. She's just like, it's been fun to watch her shed her religious skin, because she's been one of those people that's really tied to her Bible, and my son told her, you need to quit reading your Bible so much and just talk to Jesus. You know,
true.
Get out of your Bible and, like, start having her talking with. So she started doing that more, you know, like, because she's one of those people that's kind of tight. And that, you guys, trust me, I love my Bible. I've been reading it for 28. I really love my Bible. Like, I've had my nose in my Bible for years. But when the Lord comes and brings fresh revelation, like he did on my son, and when he's moving and he's writing his own words on our heart, and he's telling us so many things, the Bible has not become as important as it used to be, because I have the God of the universe, like, sitting here shouting at me. You know what I'm saying, you guys?
Yeah.
It's like, the Bible's still important, but
when
you have God
praying
that every day, God told me we are each a Bible. He said we are each a living Bible. That's what he told me. He said you are a Bible. In like, the word that Pat read earlier, the word that Keith was reading, to me, that's like hearing the Bible. Those are like hearing the Bible, because, see, at the end of time here, it's new revelation. So I like these words even as much as the Bible. Sorry to tell you, but I do, because they're fresh.
Oh, why not?
God
from
told
God.
Me there's a whole bunch of books in heaven. Yeah, he told me that we're in books in heaven. We are we are in books in heaven. You know, what we are doing, you guys, we're heroes of the faith. We're believing that it's 2013 when it's clearly 2014. We're believing that Jesus is coming today. We are heroes in heaven right now. There's a lot of people that are cheering us on and looking up to us and saying, you guys are amazing. You know how hard it is to keep believing this. But we're popular. Somewhere we are popular, okay? We're just not popular on this earth, but we have each other.
No.
So we're okay. We're going to make it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, once you open that connection, you know, you read your Bible. I read my Bible every morning, and sometimes I'll flip it open in the middle of the day. But other than that, it's just visions and words of knowledge all day long and talking to God.
Sure.
So totally agree with little John on that. There's so much more. That's when they're just, you know, you can grow leap and bounds with the Lord with all that and get all kinds of good stuff.
Mm-hmm. And there was
yeah.
a lot of that in God's time when, you know, when they wrote the Bible, there's tons of stuff he said that you couldn't even fit into a book that happened that wasn't put in the Bible. So
right.
there's a whole lot
right.
of stuff. We will learn about it when we go up there, all the stuff that happened that could have been put in the Bible, the things that they didn't write down, you know. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tons.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm unmuted. I you're so funny, Judy.
Hi, Carol.
I don't know.
Hi,
hey,
Carol.
Hey.
Carol,
Judy, a while ago, when you were talking about yoga, and you were telling people that, what were you telling them about Jesus being?
Jesus is the last great Buddha, the enlightened
last great Buddha.
Yeah.
Right. And I totally agree with you and love the way you share it with people because, see, the Lord does not use formulas. He doesn't use the same repeated formulas. I get so tired watching, you know, because I don't go to church. Rarely. Once in a great while I might go in if I know that they're talking about the end times. All right. But, you know, sometimes I watch the services on TV, and they all have the same format. You know, they have the altar call. They ask people to come up, say the same prayer, and, you know, nobody's lives change. I mean, maybe they do. I shouldn't be judgmental, but, you know, I've been around that circus long enough to see that people keep going back to the altar, and they don't know the Lord, they don't know the Word, whatever. But anyway, so when you wrote that, I was cheering you on, and I said, "Yes, you know how I call you Judy Booty? I call you Judy Buddha."
Think of Punch and Judy.
I'm writing, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm listening to you, and instead of writing Judy Booty, I wrote Judy Buddha, and I cracked myself up. So I thought I would tell you that. And, I'm just glad that we all know, well, I don't know if we all know, but I know where I am in Christ, and I know I'm still growing, and I still have a long ways to go, but in the words of Joyce Meyer, I'm not where I used to be. I may not be where I want to be, but I certainly am not where I used to be, and for that I am truly, truly grateful. And last night I told, you know, I was having a lot of one-on-one fellowship with Bill, and I was telling him, you know, not in great detail of my sordid life, but a lot of stuff I went through the valley of the shadow of death. I told you guys all a lot of that. But in 2004, I believe, when I finally just surrendered everything to the Lord, and I said, okay, I give up. I can't take my life anymore. I'm done with it, and you take it. And I truly repented. I'm not going to go into the details, but I truly, truly went through a heartfelt repentance and a cried bucket of tears. And, after about a week of sensing the healing in my emotions, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, for 25 years, I hindered you from doing what you wanted to do in me. I didn't walk with you the way I should have. You know, I fought with you like Jacob fought with you. I wrestled with you for 25 years, and I shouldn't have. But now that I've surrendered my heart to you, my life back to you, and you're healing me, will you bring me up to speed and bring me up to speed to be the person that I should have been by now had I not hindered you for 25 years, had I not rebelled against you for those 25 years. This was in 2004. And within a month, I was still working. Within a month, people at work saw a complete different change in me. And they all started telling me. And I just smiled because I wasn't telling them about, you know, my heart being surrendered to the Lord, but they just could see it in my countenance. And, you know, from that day forward, you know, I mean, don't think that I, you know, I like how you phrased it, Judy, and not just you, everyone knows the grass is not greener on the other side. And, you know, I but I really have learn to stay in his presence. And I think that's part of the reason me and many of us, and I'm not saying, and this is not you know, if people have wonderful, happy marriages, hallelujah, and for those who are struggling with in their marriages, don't worry, God will heal that part of your life too, and it's a trial and tribulation, just like for us that are not married and don't have a support system. But speaking for myself, having been single all my life, that has really allowed me to get to know the Lord and him to just focus on me, you know, have that one-on-one. If I was married, and of course God works in marriages and families, there's no doubt about that. But had I been married, who knows? You know, you have all the distractions of you know, you wanting. If you and your husband, you and your wife are not in sync with the Lord and with each other, even when you are in sync with each other, you already know there's still struggles. And
it stinks
and all that. Yeah, you know, it does.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
And I want to tell you that, you know, I know that a lot of you hear me and think, wow, you know, you're so strong, you're so solid, and I am. But I just want you to know that just recently, woo, man, did my blood start boiling. And I'm going to tell, you know, I told you all that, you know, I ministered to these friends of mine. They're a mother and daughter, and they're, you know, I've known them since I was a little kid. And the daughter and I are my, you know, we've been friends since we were in first grade. We went to school together, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
And she's been a thorn on my side all my life. You know, she was best friend. We were best friends in grade school and in high school, but you know we're friends now, and she is a believer. She's a believer, but you know she doesn't. You know she to me the Lord is like a genie. You know she keeps him in that bottle of, and when she wants him, man, you know she loves that genie canister, and she wants the Lord to come out, and then when she's done with him, she puts him back in the bottle. That's how I see it. So just to let you know, I've told you guys, she's a thorn in my side, like no other person, and the Lord knows why. Okay, so you all know what happened with Tigger, and then that, you know, when On Resurrection Day and Easter morning at 2:00 in the morning, Raina, you know, dug him out, and I'm like, what's going on here? And I shared everything with you guys, and I also shared it with my friend's mother, who she lived with, right? So I haven't talked to my friend, but her mom told me yesterday that when she told her about Tigger and what Raina did, you know, my friend said to her, well, if I had been Carol, I would have just thrown the cat away in the trash can.
How insensitive.
So I'm telling you, the reason I'm telling you is because, wow, you don't think I wanted to go and
Beat her up.
Beat her up with a broom? You know? you don't think I wanted to do that? So
welcome to the human race.
You know, I had to take a step back I told Lord, how do I, you know, and then I just said, you know what, Lord? Forgive her. You just forgive her because, you know, she's not in the light. She's not walking right with you. Just forgive her. And you just draw her to yourself and just help me just not to think about those words that she said. They were very hurtful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were very, very hurtful. But, you know, Lord, just help me to forgive her. Now, I have, okay? But it's easier for me now to forgive her. It's become very easy. Well, I don't know if it's that easy, but you see, I've been walking with the Lord for a long time, and so He has now, because I've been in His presence, it's easier for me to deal with stuff than you know. Had this been in 2004, had He said that to me, yeah, I would have beat the crap out of her.
Yeah.
That's just me, okay? Because I have a really good personality. I love people. I'm very caring. I'm very giving. I go out of my way for people. But
mm-hmm.
when they hurt me like this, woo,
mm-hmm.
there's that side
yeah.
of me that, ooh,
oh,
that
yeah.
comes up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm being honest with everybody,
mm-hmm.
but you know it. And the reason I'm telling you all this is because initially my reaction was I was hurt, I was angry, you know, I wanted to tell her off,
mm-hmm.
but after a minute I realized, you know, you don't change your stinking thinking right now. You're
mm-hmm.
gonna end up. You're gonna let those thoughts control you instead of you just basking in the Lord's love and light and blessing. So
mm-hmm.
you know, and as soon as I said, Lord, forgive her for hurting me,
mm-hmm.
it was done. It was over. So I just
yeah.
wanted to give you give you all that little bit of. Encouragement, because this is,
yeah.
You know, we're still here.
Yeah, that's true.
Amen. Carol,
yeah,
you're so
I had that with my daughter, yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that with my daughter recently, so I know where you're coming from, because I had to hold back, too. And
Carol,
but the hurt is really bad.
Carol, Alana and Chana is thanking you so much for that testimony, too. It's wonderful. I love it.
I was just wondering,
while we have... I don't pin this on Joe, but I love the way Joe does communion always. Joe, can we have some?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing okay? I know he's having kind of a day where he's not feeling so great. Joe?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm on it.
And if you want to, I know last time, I don't know if you're up for it, but you gave us a little bit of a teaching. That was really awesome before you did communion. I don't know if you're up for that today or...
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Let's do a little bit of history of what we're about to do.
That'd be awesome.
All right. Since we all like to think it's 2013, I honestly do. 2,113
yeah.
years ago, date Hebrew calendar, Niacin 14. We know a lot went down at the Last Supper, you know. But Jesus did one thing, and he only did this once, but he stressed the importance of doing this in remembrance of him. And just because he only did it once doesn't mean it was any less significant. In fact, it does make it more significant. Certain numerous places in the Bible, but what he did was at the Last Supper, the Lord took, this was after the meal, so this wasn't, you know, part of the meal. After the meal, the Lord took a piece of bread, and he prayed over it, and he broke it, and he said, eat this, This means my body, which is in your behalf. Let us eat together. Later, the Lord took his own cup, filled it with wine, did not drink of it himself, but passed it around and said, "Drink this. This cup means the covenant by virtue of my blood. Keep doing this in remembrance of me. Let us drink together. For as often as you eat this loaf and drink this cup, you keep proclaiming the death of our Lord until he arrives."
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Hey, and this is for Roman. It's not a word from the Lord, but it's a testimony. You know, when I'm in the car, I'm always talking to the Lord or praying out loud, I get to the red light and there are cars next to me, and I'll be, you know, I'll be speaking either affirmations, the word of God, speaking to him, praying for people, and then, you know, I pray loud and they can't hear me because I have the windows up, but I'll look over and they'll see me, they'll see my mouth moving, and they know I'm not. They either think I'm singing, or, you know, they know I'm talking to myself. You know, so, and I, of course, I don't care. And this is it. I'm in the car, and I don't have to answer to anyone. But Roman, you know, as I shared with Bill and other people, Satan is really, really scared right now. And he is out to steal, kill, and destroy every part of our life that he possibly can. And you know, here you're. So what? So you're praying and you're talking in the bathroom. You're praying to the Lord. Who cares? Why are they offended by that? It's not like you're playing loud music and you're carrying on in a party or something. But you see, the devil just wants to rile you up. He wants to rile all of us up. And, well, you know, that's his problem because he's defeated. We're going home. We're going poo. And I got a little bit more confirmation. I love it when the Lord gives me these little pieces of nuggets. You know how we the RCC church, you know, loves to say poof. You know, we're poof out of here. Well, I was on YouTube earlier, and let's see, it's called MN Sayer, YouTube channel. The woman's name is Melissa, and she doesn't put out a lot of videos, but her videos are really good, and they're always on something the Lord is revealing to her about these last days we're living in. And so she had a word from the Lord that in the revelation or dream, and she saw a tsunami. She saw a huge tsunami. It was a humongous tsunami, and it went right along with Paula Marie's vision or dream that she had about this super-duper tsunami. That it was not a typical tsunami, and I thought, wow, you know, these two don't know each other, and here they're having a similar dream. And then she had this vision that all the lights went out, and she says, you know what happens when the lights go out? The lights go poof. And she says, and that's a sign that we're about to leave. And I just like, wow. You know, and then as she's sharing, you know, I thought, wow, we are the light of the world. And as soon as we leave, as soon as we go poof, the entire world is truly going to be dark.
Mm-hmm.
And so just watching her video and watching a couple of other videos, there was just a lot of confirmation there was a lot of comfort from the Lord assuring me we're about to hear the shout, the voice of the archangel, the trumpet of God.
Amen. Yeah.
So be encouraged.
Many confirmations. Many confirmations out there for us. That's what keeps us going, too.
Thank you, Carol, for sharing. Let's do a little worship song here since we did that wonderful communion. Were you going to teach us a little more song, Joe? Did you have more to share with us?
Yeah, I'll go into it tomorrow if we're still here.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay,
I'm going to play a nice worship song, get our blood flowing. Hey, you guys, I love that song that says, "Praise the Lord, my soul." I did a study on that a few years ago, and it's basically you're telling your soul to praise the Lord. And when it says,
that's right.
You study the Greek in it, it says that you're making your soul bless the Lord. And so
Amen. Even
if you don't feel like worshiping, I want to encourage everyone to bless the Lord. Oh, even if you don't feel like it, just offer up a worship song to the Lord. Some of my most powerful times in the Lord have been when I've just done it because it's the right thing to do is to worship God. But I've been tired or I haven't felt like it. But I just want to encourage you guys to bless the Lord with everything that's in you. And sometimes all that means is just looking at Him, you know. You don't have to jump up and down or just tell Him, accept my praise. I'm tired, I'm worn out, but I give you my praise. And watch what God will do when we forget about ourselves and look at Him, because He's worthy and He's coming to get us. He's so good. Lord. I say, amen. You will bless the Lord, oh my soul, you will.
Yep.
You
amen.
Will.
Amen.
And, you know what? If I have to get freaky, I will. If I have to get freaky, I'll get freaky.
My song.
Leah, Pat, and Joe. Do any of you lovely brides have anything to share?
Oh, I just had some He and I. Why don't you read it? I mean, if you wanted me to read it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. He said, pray with me. With me, you understand, I said to them, meaning to his apostles during Gethsemane, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray. And I say the same to you. Isn't it only natural for brothers to help one another? I am your brother. I carry the burden of the whole world. And it seems to me that already I am sinking beneath the weight of it. Help me, my Gabrielle. And he's saying that to all of us. Help me by praying. Help me by loving. Love can work such wonders in a sensitive heart. And what heart is more sensitive than mine? Suppose someone were to ask you, what are you doing at this moment? And you could answer, I'm loving my God. Even if the whole universe were to stand still, it would be a fact of little importance compared with a soul striving to charm me. Love me in all kinds of ways. Love to make amends, to comfort me, to thank me, to glorify me, to obtain, to please me, and then love just for the sake of loving. That's what the saints in heaven are doing, would you believe it? And it is forever the story of my passion that is perpetually renewed. So take all these concerts of praise and all these transports of love and offer them to me in the garden in order to veil the assaults of the powers of evil from me. Pray for all, this is good, pray for all centuries, all peoples, all sinners. There is infinite treasure in my sweat of blood. What have you to fear? Give my blood to the world, life ebbing away that it may give life. My dear little girl, so full of weakness and poverty, I'm counting on you. Help your other elder brother. And then he says here, do you believe in my powerful love? And she said, yes, Lord, I do believe in your powerful love. And then he says, and do you believe that my love is more powerful than all the loves of the world of the earth put together? And again, she says, I do believe that. And he says, oh, tell me that often. It relieves my agony. None believers wound my tenderness, and the confidence of a soul is such balm to me. So, he's
wow.
So sensitive. Yeah, he's so sensitive. There's more to read, but I'll read it at another time because we're running out of time. It's already 8:28.
Can you hear me, Pat?
Yeah.
Yeah, good job. I love that. That's so touching. Oh, man.
Yeah, well,
beautiful.
He's a very touching God. And uh-huh. This is what we got to get across to people. It's, you know, it's not always so legalistic and just read the Bible. And it's about
yeah.
relationship.
Yeah.
If you don't understand anything more in life, get the relationship with God. And he said to even to what's her name, Vasilla Ryden, in her writings. One day I'll go over more of them if we're here. And he said, just look at me. He says, you glorify me just to look at me. He says, just
wow.
spend hours with me, praising me, or just in the silence, just look at
wow.
me, look at me. And,
wow.
and that's a form of worship. That's a form of praise. That's a form of prayer, of giving him
wow.
says, just to look at me gives me glory, which is true. Yeah.
Yeah, it is true. It is true.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes on Jesus. That's all you got to
yeah.
do all the time.
You don't need a whole lot
storms.
Of fancy prayers. You don't. You just need to be with him however you want to be with him, period. He's looking at the sincerity of your heart,
so we have
the purity of your intention.
Spirit and the bride say...
We love you, Lord.
Love you, Jesus.
Love you, Tana.
Love you, everybody.
Love you, Pat.
Love
you, Judy. Love
you,
little John.
Love you, all you guys. Love you, Chad.
Love you.
Love
yeah.
you, Judy's sister.
We'll talk to you in the morning.
Love you, MJ. Mm-hmm. Love you, all the people in the chat room and all the people in the
love
area.
Love everybody.
Alana.
Amen.
Carol,
praise
love you,
Jesus.
You.
Jesus, come
we'll
get us.
Love you, Jesus.